right?
Yeah, we're kind of stupid over here. Sorry that this isn't, I guess technically it is the Christmas episode because it's before Christmas when we're recording this, but when people see it, it might be a little bit after Christmas, like January. We'll do our best.
I'm gonna be like, Christmas was 3 weeks ago. Tori's living in the past with that Christmas hat.
I have a sexy outfit. It goes with these earrings. So anyways,
I do too. I have to change into it, and I'm gonna do it right on the other side of this couch, so Danny's gonna see me naked.
I'm gonna do stuff with this bottle. Okay.
Fuck. Anyway.
Anywho. How is everyone? Okay. It's cool. We're recording. Okay. Y'all want to jump into this shit? Get this shit rocket going?
Shit rocket? Okay. Sounds delicious.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Girl Dad Girls. I am Bree St. Marie. We have that cutie Dan B. We have Michaela Ville, and we have Tori Hughes as a guest. Welcome.
The Victoria Vixen?
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Tori, tell us about yourself.
Oh. Wow, that's such a broad question.
Freaking babe.
thank you. I'm Tori. I hail from the Midwest of North Dakota. There's nobody. I've not met another one like me out here, really. I have been an educator for the last 6 years. This is my first year not teaching. And I've been with Starbucks for 3 years.
Wait, do you teach kids?
I taught kindergarten through fifth grade. Yes.
That's awesome.
Ooh. Dang, that's awesome.
That's the most underappreciated job, so thank you for doing it.
I wish my kids went to your school. Tell me that.
Well, but I'm done. I'm done with it.
Parent teacher conference. Yes.
I know, that'd be fun.
Can that be Easter
week? But yeah, I mean that's pretty much my transition. I've been transitioning for coming up on 4 years now.
Crap.
Are you trans? Damn.
Jesus Christ.
I am.
This is really cool. You ladies know a lot of trans people. We have a lot of trans guests on this show. That's super cool.
I don't know why we just keep like it's kind of been a theme for a while. I don't know.
Do you have any cis friends?
I am not a
So Tori, are you thinking about making any moves to any big cities on the East Coast anytime soon?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to figure that out. I don't like to put all my eggs in one basket. I diversify a lot of things. So I have my music career in LA that I have that is, you know, I do that on the side. And then my life here in the Midwest was teaching and now is fully Starbucks. But then I have friends in Minneapolis who are trying to get me a job down there because I really want to get a job where I can work remote, like from home, and kind of travel or just go anywhere and still make good money, you know?
Yeah.
So I just have – I have a lot of – what is the irons in the fire? Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. I also heard that there was a girl who's trying to get you to move to New York.
I think she's in
Pray tell
this, who that is here.
Oh my gosh.
I think she might be. I think her name starts
right
with a D.
There. Like there? No, I've pretty much decided that's kind of where I'm gonna go. And I have another friend, I don't know if you we'll talk about it afterwards because I don't know if you want name drop, but who is thinking about being a roommate, and it's like that'd be sweet to have two hot trans girls and cool. me living in an apartment.
Oh, hush. Hush. Girl, you've done so much in your transition in the last, like, under a year. Like, your tenacity is just so inspiring. I'm just old. Honestly, like, damn.
I'm just old. I've been doing this for...
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
Old spirits.
Yes. As you take a drink of it. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that's really about... There's not... I mean, that's really the preface of me, I guess.
Most important question. What's your favorite color?
Rosé, gold, like rose gold.
Mine too.
Or champagne pink.
Ooh, God, those are cute.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Love them.
Solid choices.
Love them.
Well, Tori, this is actually the first time you and I have met. And the girls actually sent me your Instagram earlier. I was kind of scrolling through it. And it took me about 5 minutes to realize you had a face. Because you have you have an amazing rack, I just gotta say that.
I'm glad that you saw my face.
Yeah, it was there eventually. I was like, oh.
There's a face attached to them cans.
Yes.
Is that I'm
very proud of what I have.
Is that natural or did you get a breast
augmentation? No.
I know some girls who have some big old growth on their own with just the hormones.
Yeah. No. I was very much a twig prior to any plastic surgery. So there wasn't much growth. But thank you.
No, thank you.
actually, a fun fact, Tori was actually on the live that was the one live that inspired this podcast, actually.
Oh, nice.
Indeed.
Yeah, because it was, I needed a reason to exclude the person, the other host who was doing it. and so, unfortunately, Tori, you had gotten caught up because I realized it's like Rachel and I both had daughters. And I was like, oh, girl dads, that's like a thing.
I know. I'm not a parent. I only have 400 of them. That's it.
Oh yeah. Oh. I'm not a good one. So I guess that's.
Oh boy.
Get out of here.
So it was. I think that was one of my the reaction that Tori had when she met Mika was actually the same reaction I had when I met you. I was like, oh my gosh, you're like kind of my hero. So
y'all.
So yeah, that like, and actually I remember.
Mika started it. Mika started it.
Mika, you're like my grand hero.
whatever. I quit. I officially quit right now.
She's like, I'm done.
But in 2 weeks, I'm out.
But I do remember very, very clearly that like, after that live, I tried for like maybe 3 weeks to get Tori to follow me. And eventually what I did is I was at 799 and I messaged her. I was like, hey, by the way, will you be my 800th follower? And you were. So lucky number
8. Uh-huh. Yeah, I have a problem with that. I have a problem with following people back. Because when I'm on there, I'm like in business mode, like trying to work the analytics and stuff like that. I don't really like look at other people's except for
totally
when I started, like when I first started, like I said, with Mika, like
and that's
one of my biggest inspirations
in that same vein, like
speaking of, we have a problem here because you don't
I don't think I follow Mika on, because what I did is I had a different account that I followed Mika on.
Oh,
I know, shit. I'm terrible. I had a different account, but with my one that is me now, I need to redo that.
Mm-hmm. I do want to ask, get into that. So
right now
you said analytic, like what kind of, I know Instagram has kind of been like a boon for me, just like self-esteem wise. I haven't really looked at it from like a monetary standpoint, other than like, you know, a little bit of subscribers here and there. For some reason, they want to see like the two pictures that I released. What kind of stuff do you do? Like, how do you target your audience? What do you do with analytics?
Just trying to see where the trends are. I mean, obviously I used to try to post every single day, but, not only is that exhausting, I don't want to produce content just for the sake of producing content. As much as Instagram wants me to do that, I don't want to do that. I want to be proud of everything that I put out there. So sometimes I take time to make content and like come up with a caption that fits it and come up with a song that fits the caption, or so to speak.
Yeah.
So I stopped just putting stuff out there and started like kind of bringing back and looking at what people, what is trending with people and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Plus it was exhausting trying to post every single day.
Yeah. You know, cause I have friends, who basically they were under that assumption of I have to put something out every day, otherwise it's going to get, people are going to get stale or people are going to get bored, but they put out the same picture. Essentially it's like
exactly
them standing in a mirror, a full length mirror, just wearing something slutty. And it's like, yeah, you know, that's like, okay. So the first 50 of those were great, but like, you know, maybe say something like that. That's one of the reasons I love doing these kind of podcasts, is because people see that we're more than just, you know, pretty face. So we have multiple dimensions. I mean, y'all are
right.
but yeah. So, so what kind of, like, what sort of content do you think is coming up next?
Well, I mean, one of the biggest reasons, unfortunately, I had to leave education is because I was getting promotional companies from lingerie companies and underwear. Company, promotional opportunities, and I would get in trouble for that.
Oh,
like I would have parents find my stuff of me in underwear and send it to my principal. I got sent down to the principal's office as a teacher, probably 3 times a month.
Hot
for the last year.
That God, that's
and bit, the final.
Well, it's horrible, but because they should mind their
it's
own
horrible because. Because it's my private life. Yeah. I know it's a public profile.
Yeah.
But my other career, my other social media career has nothing to do with my kinder through fifth grade that I do during the day. Well, like,
and maybe,
nothing to do.
Maybe they should fucking pay you more.
There's that.
Like, how about we pay teachers more, you asshole?
Exactly. But, exactly. Because you're losing good ones. You lose good ones.
Yeah, you pay a software nerd a whole bunch, even though we don't do shit.
Yeah,
you gotta teach me that.
Yeah, I played Royal Match. I mean, I'm gonna cut that part because I definitely did not say that on a live podcast. I did my job all day. and hear the other lies. So Tori, what would you say, like, has Instagram been like a big, did it help you, with your transition? Did it have any kind of effects?
Yeah, it did. So prior to transitioning, I was married to a woman, and my Instagram was my escape to be me. Because everything else that I was during the day was what she wanted, what, you know, I needed to be for her. And nothing was ever like what I wanted to be or who I was. I always chameleon to everybody else and what they wanted. That was been my whole life.
Yeah.
So Instagram was my one place to be me and express myself and get attention, for being me. Yeah. So yeah, Instagram was a big part of it because I started my Instagram when Tumblr went down. And I started transitioning right after I started my Instagram. So
that's awesome. Mine was actually Pokemon Go, but we'll get to that later. You can change your avatar to any gender you want. And so when no one was looking, I made it a girl.
Gotcha.
And she wore great tight clothes and I loved it. Anyways, but yeah, that's awesome. Do you use any other social media like Reddit or what are the other ones?
TikTok.
Oh yeah, I had Reddit. I had multiple Reddits. Reddit's such a I don't know. It was such a interesting place.
Just say it. It's a shit.
What?
It's a shit show now. You can say it.
It is. I mean, I got banned from multiple trans subreddits for not being real. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, well, you don't know me. I'm literally showing you me, but okay.
Well, yeah, you don't fit into the mold of like it being, I mean, and you know, not to go down too far down a rabbit hole, but like, you know, I've seen like the comments that people post on your stuff and it's like, y'all just fucking leave her alone. Like, you know, everybody's,
or worry about yourself
trying to make you into what they want you to be. And it's like,
exactly.
Yeah. So,
yeah. So I've had like 3 Reddit accounts. I don't really use Reddit anymore. I did for a while because Instagram was getting shit on. So I got away from Instagram and went to Reddit. But Reddit, people have pulled my old Reddit things and tried to plaster that everywhere. It's been a fun year.
It's funny how everybody who wants like to be accepted like doesn't want, it's like, well, you don't fit into my mold though, so I'm gonna go ahead and put you on blast. And
for what reason too? Yeah. It's like, why?
Totally.
When you say like put on blast, like what kind of stuff are you talking about? Well, like what are they attacking?
So the most recent thing was pulling up a picture that I had that gave me euphoria that they twisted and said, oh, look at how much of a fetish or she's into this fetish and like all of this stuff. And I'm like, okay, even if I was, why is that your business? And second of all, no, you don't know how it made me feel. You don't know what that meant to me. Like, you can't just twist that into whatever you think it is. And then they put me on blast about that, calling me, oh, lovely name. So.
I found out pretty early on social media that people judge every tiny little thing about you. Even you could post anything and they'll try to find something negative in it. So I kind of turned that around and I kind of always make fun of myself before anybody else gets a chance to.
Yeah.
And it works out pretty good for me.
Yeah. If I always say the only things I'm good at are computer science and self-deprecation.
Mm-hmm.
So, because like, if I'm the one making fun, then everybody else is like, oh, let's be nice to her. She's mean to herself. And I'm like, no.
But you almost should be like a comedian about it. Like,
Yeah. It makes
you're laugh. Dry as fuck and it's hilarious.
It makes people laugh. And I internally, if you knew how fucking narcissistic I was anyway, you'd be like, wow, she needs to take herself down a peg. So I do. And it helps out. It keeps me in check.
Did you say peg?
Yeah, peg. Oh, wow. Keeping the bottle around. Oh, by the way, for those who are interested, this is not alcoholic just because.
Grape juice.
Yeah, well, it's alcohol removed wine. So, because I am 107 days off the way. What? I don't know. Anyways, to Tori, what is it like in North Dakota? Wait, are we allowed to say North Dakota? Should I cut this part?
South Dakota.
Fine.
Okay. What is it?
I lie about where I am because I get way more engagement when I put in I'm in LA, not in LA.
Oh, badass. We are coming to you live from New York City. Look at the lights.
Right.
It's
so, flat here. Flat.
What's life like there as a trans person? Like, are you do you get harassed? Is it pretty normal?
Nobody knows.
Really? Oh, that's awesome.
Nobody has a freaking clue. And I work at Starbucks where half the people know and half the people don't, and I don't really make it a point.
Yeah.
I mean, I just live my life.
You must get advances from like men every day. I mean,
Women and probably trans women and gotten, trans men and everybody else
like 4 times just to on this podcast. So like how I guess how, like
men,
how do you
women senior citizens
my cat's kind of getting a little randy over here. But how do you deal with that when people come in and like try to get your number and everything? Are you are you open to it? Do you shoot them away?
No, we're getting to it already. I am pretty much demisexual, so I can't be really into anybody at all until there's an emotional connection there. So
that's what demisexual means?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought those are just like hardcore fans of Demi Moore.
Demi Lovato.
Or Demi Lovato.
Any Demi.
No.
Wait.
No.
Wait, Tori, say it one more time. So you are into people until they get emotionally.
No.
Oh.
Other way around. Okay. I have to have an emotional connection with you before I can be sexually into you.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. Interesting. I thought that was just
so like I can appreciate like a good looking dude and go like, wow, he's really hot. But like I want to have an emotional connection. Like I want to go on dates with you or go go do things with
That's
you first. I don't want to.
I just thought it was
like
weird.
It's demisexual.
You said it, be like, oh, you're catching feelings. Okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, you already tooted my own horn enough, but I have DMs from men in the area that don't. I am not interested in whatsoever in because they don't even have conversation first.
Yeah,
you can't have a conversation with me. I don't want you in my bedroom.
Yeah, I mean that's like the hard part that I've found is like all like on Tinder and Bumble. Once they see that I'm trans, they generally assume that I did this because I want to be sexual. And so they're like, cool, can I send you a dick pic? And I'm like, can we go on dinner first? Can we go to dinner first? And they're like, I'll just bring a pizza over. How about that?
That part. Well, that part is, I mean, you and I have talked about this. And I mean, can we talk? We can talk about that, right?
You can talk about anything you want.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you and I have talked about how your sexual adventures that you've had.
Who, Danny? I thought she was a virgin.
Yep.
Which
my
daughter's
immaculate conception.
Oh my god, it's you?
Yeah.
The virgin birth.
The virgin birth is a dirty trans girl from Virginia.
Anyway. I applaud you for being able to do that because I just can't. I should be able to because that's how you experiment with that shit, but I just can't even get to that point.
I think for me it was mostly like I just kind of wanted like first off I needed somebody because I was just very lonely at the time, and since doing that I realized how hollow it makes you feel, like I was like, you know what, I wanted to get Stockholm syndrome where I was like, okay, this is like only thing I can do. I'm into it now, but it's just it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and I want to circle back on the Bumble and Tinder thing. That is such my experience in the dating world. If I put that I'm trans, the only thing I attract is the most creepy, weird, uncomfortably clingy dudes in my DMs.
Basement dwellers.
But if I don't,
incels,
I get normal guys who are great. And I go on this lovely little carousel of getting head over heels for emotionally attracted to this guy, talk to him every day, going on, you know, not actual dates because I'll talk to that in a second, but like talking on e-dates, playing video games together. That's my new way of screening men.
Cute.
Is playing video games together first. And then I get my heart broken because I have to tell them because I want to meet them in person and they want to meet me in person and I value my safety.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the thing. I guess that's why I put it on up front, because a lot of people around here have guns. And I mean, I just have the
here too.
You know, it's always that like that back and forth of like, should you disclose, should you not? It's like it's dangerous. I feel like if you don't, it's like, you know, somebody gets emotionally attached and then they're like, they feel almost like deceived for some reason.
My last one, I talked to a guy for 4 months. I felt things for him that I did not feel with my ex. So that was interesting. And that hurt a lot because I had to tell him because he wanted to meet me. And we would talk for 4 months. We would talk on the phone every day. We'd play video games together. We would talk on FaceTime. Like, he's seen me. And he was like, he felt bad because he's like, I'm just not into that. And that doesn't bother me because I get it, because I'm somewhat the same way. I mean, that's a preference for me. He was super supportive of LGBT and stuff like that. He just, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it. I mean, it hurt, but I wasn't mad at him for it, if that makes sense. Yeah. But that was just like, it's just a revolving door of rejection if I don't disclose right away. So if I do, and if I do disclose right away, it's not great people that I get connected with. So yeah, double-edged sword.
Revolving door of assholes. Yeah. It's like, I mean, I guess the good part about disclosing ahead of time is like, yeah, you don't get that heartbroken, but then you basically sit there and realize like, wow, all of these people don't like are prejudging me based off of what they think.
What they think I look like and sound like.
I think the fact that you can go 4 months without somebody even knowing is awesome. Cool. I can't even open my mouth without someone figuring it out.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah. I go in and we're in like, hi, can I get a beer? And they're like, yes, sir.
No fucking way. Are you serious?
Yeah, I went to go get like my x-ray. Oh no, I was in a park. I was in a drive-thru and I said, they asked for my name and I went, yeah, it's Danielle. And then I get to the front and it's Daniel.
Ugh, lame. Cool.
Here you are, sir. Thanks, Chick-fil-A. I fucking love Chick-fil-A, Al. I know.
Me too.
Can't hate them. We're supposed to, but we can't.
Yeah,
we're supposed to hate them, but I go there. And yes, I'm giving you my money, but at the same time, you have no fucking clue, and you're making me nuts.
Yeah.
Give me
a
goddamn chicken.
You just let me put this in myself.
Yeah. I don't know. I speak, and I think people figure it out right away. But I always get called out by kids. They're always like, why does your voice sound like that? Hey, or why do you sound like my dad or whatever? Like, kids are a little like, shut up, kid. Get out of here. Sometimes I don't know what
people
that. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Sometimes I don't know how to answer them. So what I like to say now is one time I burped, hiccuped, and sneezed at the exact same time. And ever since, my voice sounded like this. So I like to tell kids that.
That's so cute. How did you come up with that?
I don't know. I just made it up.
Oh, that's adorable. Oh, I love that. No, that's one thing. The thing that clocks me, I feel the most, are dogs and children.
Dogs?
Yeah. Before I transitioned, I had no problem around dogs. But now that I transitioned, dogs bark at me all the time.
You work for the post office? Because I used to have that problem too.
They're just all trying to hit that now.
A dog?
They're not barking at you. Yeah, they're just saying, "Hey."
They're like, "Hey, bring that leg over here. Bring that leg."
Yeah, I think men and dogs everywhere just want to really hump your leg.
Yeah. Tori, actually, on that in that vein, I do want to ask what would you recommend for a ding dong like me who sounds like this? How can I go from this to what you have? Because what you have is freaking gold.
Yeah, you have a beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I get this all the time. People ask me that. They're like, how long did you voice train? How long did you get voice feminization surgery? I'm like, none of the above. I'm a professional singer. So my voice has always been trained to be flexible. And the vocal mechanism is a muscle. And the less you exercise it in terms of going low and going high, the smaller your range is. So the lower you can go, the higher you can go. And that's just, it is a constant effort of expanding that whole range.
Well, but like, what about, I mean, like, but your way of speaking as well. Like, I know when I, like, even if I go really high and start talking like this, I just sound like a Muppet. But you know, you have like these mannerisms that are like you have the inflections at the right points, and you say your oral vowels like father, where I say father.
I broke it down in like if I am to tell someone like how I do what I do, is I broke it down into three things. Is the three things that female speech patterns have that's different is pitch, not necessarily higher, it is, but it's not always higher. Cadence in how you say things. Women are more sing-songy in how they say things. And diction, which is over-pronunciating.
Oh, sorry.
Over-pronunciating what? Like consonants and stuff like that, which is an evolutionary thing. But
I love diction.
That's how I broke it down.
You wouldn't know it, but I'm the oldest one here. wait, okay, that's awesome. Actually, that's super useful. Because yeah, essentially all I'd been doing was I go onto that text to speech thing and I just type things that I normally say and ask a woman to say it, and then I just try to make it sound like that, and it doesn't. But
I have a roommate now who is a more mature trans woman, about my parents' age. And I'm trying to teach her how to do it as well. But it's hard because it is a voice that had not even practiced anything like that for many decades. And I'm trying to give this like same kind of tips of like, you gotta exercise the vocal mechanism and stuff like that. And I work with her with my piano and I give her like voice lessons and stuff like that. But that's for singing.
Oh.
And because singing and speaking go hand in
well,
hand.
Well, when you talk about cadence, it sounds
flexibility. Yeah.
Would you recommend, I mean, because I know a friend who said that what she did is she had an hour long drive and she would just bolt out Taylor Swift.
No.
Hour
long drive. Every time before I started like transitioning like socially, I would drive. I would read everything in like a higher voice. And I have video. I literally have video of what I sounded like when I first started. And I mean, it's not good. And it's not going to be, that's part of the thing. It's just going to be uncomfortable and it's awkward. But I did it in the car only.
Yeah.
And yeah, the more I did it, muscle memory is such an important thing that it'll always kind of, you'll eventually won't even think about having to talk higher. It just kind of goes there. But at first, it is a constant effort to remember, how am I saying things? How am I ending sentences? How am I starting sentences? What am I putting in the middle?
God, yeah. It's hot. God, you sound like a
fool. You know, there...
hot nicely butter.
I know there's a vocal procedure that they could do to make you have a higher pitched voice. And I really, really want that. Yeah. But my current partner doesn't want that. She says she loves my voice and she doesn't want me to change it. But I also asked my kids how they would feel if I had a more femme voice, and they said they wouldn't like it either. So because of that, I think I'm okay with it now. My voice doesn't bother me as much as it used to, because I know, you know, it would affect some people that I really, really care about. So
have any of you listened to a bunch of clips of befores and afters of those patients?
Yes.
There is a clinic in Cleveland, I think, and they have like hundreds of examples of before and after, and 50, I want to say like half of them. Not great.
Really?
Yeah.
I would say 70.
A little bit of a fucking Minnie Mouse.
Yeah.
I would say 70%.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The thing that my doctor was saying is like, he's like, what it'll do is I'll shrink your range. It'll be, you know, your bass will be higher, but you won't be able to go as high, but you won't be as low. But it's like you'll still have the same speech patterns. So
right, because the speech pattern doesn't have to do with your vocal cords. The speech pattern is just kind of a social thing that women have done in society and men have done in society. I mean, the male speech pattern, everything is very loud. Everything is definitely like that.
Yeah.
And they mumble.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Totally mumble. So if you are not mumbling and you are pronouncing things, you're already doing better than the majority of male speech patterns. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm a mumbler.
My voice prior to this was a bass 2 voice.
I'm going to put a link to a description of what that is. Once I look it up.
A really fucking low voice, because I thought that's what women wanted. And I was trying to attract women, because that's what I was told I was supposed to do. Yeah,
like
Josh Turner.
Like, long black train.
Yeah.
So, Tori, you mentioned that you were a Demi Lovato sexual. Do you date exclusively men, or do you also date women?
Yeah, just men.
Just people that Demi Lovato has dated.
I love women socially, but I don't... and like emotionally, but like I've been in emotional situationships with women and I'm still not sexually attracted. What? And that was a big thing for me, is I was like, what's wrong with me? Like, this is what's supposed to happen, right? Like, I'm supposed to be into women, and it just never happened.
What about masculine trans women? You're asking for a friend. Just drugs.
I have.
If she says yes, we're all gonna butch it up right now.
I have never found a masculine enough trans woman.
Wait, I was already butching it up.
Yeah. Wait, go get your gun.
Her name is not Annie. It's Bree. It's not Bree. Get your gun. It's Annie. Get your gun.
You know. Yeah, that's awesome. I know. Is it time for a Meek a Minute?
Oh yeah, I got some questions.
Yeah,
let's do go. It. Where's my theme song?
Oh, you in do, trouble?
Dude, we're gonna put the theme song right here.
Okay, Miss Tori, in this is called the Meek a Minute, and the reason why we do this now is because we do interview a bunch of trans people on this show, and. I always say that we're so much more than just our gender. So I'm going to ask you just some random questions just to get to know you and your personality on another level, if that's okay.
On another level.
That's fine. All right. I'm nervous, but yeah.
Don't worry, they're not that bad.
Should be.
Do you want to hear all the questions first, or you want to answer them one at a time?
Hell no.
Hell no what?
I don't need to hear them. Just go.
Okay.
You don't even want to know the question. You're just going to have an answer.
Okay, first one. If you were to go on a blind date to a super fancy steakhouse, what would you wear?
Oh God, probably a little black dress. I mean, depends on the location, but yeah, probably a little black dress. I mean, any kind of fancy thing, I will take the advantage to doll the fuck up every single time. So yeah.
What would you order at that place? Sorry, Mika. No,
hey.
I'm sorry.
Hey, this is the Meek a Minute.
This is the Meek a Minute.
Is that the damn Danny time?
Go ahead.
So wait, what?
What would you order from the restaurant?
Yeah. Disregard.
Yeah, no. Okay, I wanted to hear that one. Okay. Here's a question. On a scale from 1 to 10 for hotness, what would you rate yourself? And why?
Oh, God. Oh, damn. Actually,
good question, Mika. Mika gets 2 thumbs straight up. Oh, sorry.
Oh, shit.
Probably about like a 7.
What?
You hear what you just me. Because I have put a lot into my transition, but I still have a long way to go. Yeah, I have come to a good spot where I feel very comfortable in myself, and my confidence has never been fucking higher than it is now. Mm-hmm. So I'm really proud of that. But I still have things I want to do.
Okay, nice. I think you're way above 7. Last question is, can you burp on command? And if so, can you demonstrate?
I used to be able to.
Mika, that's awesome.
You used to?
I haven't done it in a long time.
Used to?
Don't be shy.
Whoa! Who was that, Bree?
I haven't done that in years. Nice. I have not done that in literal years.
Even your burp sounded feminine.
No, it didn't.
It was that, like, was the most like petite feminine burp I've ever heard.
I know. Excuse me.
Oh, actually, okay. So one of the things I do, I have noticed about myself is when I'm doing my female voice and I cough or anything, I'm like, how do you like when you sneeze? Because like, achoo, I have a dad sneeze too, so of course it has to be like everyone in the room has to know.
Or laugh. Do you have to like retrain your laugh to be feminine too?
Okay. I did. Yeah. Yep. I did. I allow myself now when I like laugh to literally just like let it go rather than like when I mean let it go, like
just
out
often?
The top of my head.
Really?
Like, yeah. Instead, because before it was just kind of like a low, like, thing. But, yeah, I don't know. It is part of it. So I did have to retrain that. Was it yawning? I try to do femininely, just make it all cute.
What would a feminine really yawn work. Sound like?
Oh my God, you say it.
Yeah.
Is that a feminine yawn? Is that what that was?
wait, you don't get off on yawns?
I mean, sometimes.
sneezes I actually changed because of my parents, but that was even before I transitioned. I used to sneeze so loud that it pissed my parents off. So I like started subduing all my sneezes. And now my sneeze has turned into a cough. And it's the weirdest shit ever.
Yeah.
No, it's literally like a
like a little karate chap. I like that.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened.
I don't sneeze that loud, but I can't sneeze without sneezing like 10 times in a row every single time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We all just get some pepper.
Where's
and,
pepper?
Like, snortle.
Yeah, I was like, where's pepper?
Okay, so I've noticed this, like, and I don't know if y'all do this as well, but are all of y'all's coughs like an even number? Like, I can't go, I have to go, or if I add the third one and I gotta go for the fourth, am I just
never
you
know, have?
I think you might have OCD.
Just a tinge.
I always thought it was.
Do you know what like,
I always thought everyone needed that second one just to kind of get the first one off and then.
I'm sorry to bring this up, but do you know what I cannot do femininely? And I will never be able to do
pee
it.
Standing
I really
up.
Don't care about doing it femininely because. No.
I was going to say farting.
No, puke. I can't puke femininely.
Oh, I mean, I don't think. I don't know anybody that pukes like a. How does.
Oh, my ex. My ex. My ex used to have the quietest pukes, and I'm like, girl, what the fuck? How do you do that? I literally sound like I am expelling demons from the deepest part of my soul.
My little brother, when my little brother was younger, he was, I was downstairs in the basement throwing up, and he asked my parents if there was a monster in the house.
Yeah, I bet. See?
Yeah, I'm like,
okay, we don't have to talk about that. I don't like talking about that, but, like, I mean, I don't like talking about that in terms of, I don't like thinking about being sick, but whatever. Anyway.
Hot. Yeah.
I have a question, Tori.
What?
I have a question for Tori. This may be putting you on the spot, and you absolutely do not have to. We could cut this part, but would you give us a little demo of your singing voice?
Oh. Yeah, that's always a thing. People always
Mika,
ask me.
Do it if you gave her a little demo of your something.
My rapping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you rap?
Oh, yeah, I do. You know Rap God by Eminem?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know that.
All I know is the part where it says Rap God.
No, I don't sing. I have the worst voice.
Can we get
Mika? I heard you are the rap god in terms of rapping presence. So.
Yes, I love rapping presence.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, but sorry, back to
what?
Yeah, your choices are Nickelback, Nickelback, and Nickelback.
Oh, can you do something from Moana?
yeah.
I love Moana. I was gonna go as Moana for Halloween, but then I realized that that's culturally insensitive. So I did.
Did you see that side eye?
God, we are just a bunch of white chicks.
Okay, you'll have to forgive me because I am a bit under the weather, but here we go.
It's probably still going to be fantastic.
Better than me.
Whatever.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try. Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the sky where the sky meets the sea, and it calls me.
Wow.
And no one knows how far it goes. If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know. If I go, there's just no telling how far I'll go.
Dang! Woo! Where's the applaud button for that? That was amazing.
Thank you.
Did anybody else just tuck a just pop?
If I couldn't get thirstier.
That was
I
like
the fireworks. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you.
What's wrong, man?
Yeah. Let's do some laser. Yeah, laser.
Oh, dang.
I don't know if those actually get recorded, so though. Cool. So people watching this may be like, what the hell are they doing?
I think they do.
I don't know. Yeah. I know the balloons don't. If you try to take a picture, when you do the balloons, if you try to take a picture like while you're doing balloons, they don't get in the picture.
We go all out on props here.
Is that just in Riverside?
No, it's in Iowa
17.
Oh, and apparently macOS.
I really don't know. I don't know anything about computers. Damn. Okay.
We could throw some rain in there too.
I wonder if it takes one of your hands or one of my hands to do it. Oh, thumbs down. Damn it. So Tori, what is your most exciting part of 2024 that you're most excited about?
I am excited about the possibilities that might happen. I don't really have a specific thing. I was just in New York for my bottom surgery consultation.
Mount Sinai?
So, no, Blue Bond Langner.
I put in for Mount Sinai to see if they do a consult, and they haven't even called me back.
So Blue Bond Langner, I've waited for the consult since 2020. So just went to the consult, and they tell me that I need another 2025. April 2025 is when I'll have my surgery.
Holy guacamole. Ooh,
that's a long wait. And this is that, still this is that Blue Ball Lanyard you said?
Blue Bond Langner.
Bad. Okay.
Yeah, my bad. My bad.
It's the like bad. Mega convention.
When you get your bottom surgery and you're all healed up and stuff, would you still feel the need to have to tell people you date?
I don't know. It's a great question. I've thought about it. Like, do I really have to? But I kind of want to be honest, like always 100% honest with my partner to be, like when it comes into who I am biologically, you know, not just who I identify as. So
what if the question comes up, I want to have a kid. What do you
right.
think?
That's the thing.
I'm barren,
like, well, I
sorry.
Can't have kids. I have had situations where with other men where we've, again, that emotional connection is there, and we've had those kind of conversations after we've talked for a while. And I say I can't have kids, and they don't really push the issue because they sense it's like a emotional thing, which it is, but I don't really go into the why until later. But yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't know, it's so interesting how many people will like say on their like profile and everything, oh, I don't want kids, and then as soon as you're like, I'm trans, like, oh, but I kind of want kids, it's like, oh, you just wanted an excuse. So
does that happen?
No, nobody even likes me anyway. But I've had a couple of people who, like, for whatever one reason or another, they're like, they're like, oh, I may want kids in the future. And it's like, okay.
I know. It's like,
I just say, oh, I don't make kids anymore. I just swallow them.
That was my favorite. That was my favorite insult to be like at soccer games. I was like, "You're a load. Your mom should have swallowed."
I like that. That was a good one. That's the insult I can't wait to sell or to tell someone once I have my bottom surgery. Is like, you know what? You can suck my inverted penis.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, essentially, people are asking. They're like, "What does that entail?" I'm like, "Well, it takes my Audi to an innie," and it takes them a while to figure that one out. But when they do, when all the horses have come home, it's like that's essentially what it does. Are you thinking of going with a self-lubricating kind? Like, I know that that's kind of like been a hotly contested thing.
Yep. Lately. Is that a thing? You do that?
Petrolineal pull-through.
Well, but I heard that,
that
like...
sounds fancy. I was just going to lube it up like this.
Thank you for that.
In this portion of Meek a Minute.
Demonstrate self-lubing.
Well, but I heard that like there was a technique where they take like part of your intestine, but apparently after a while it makes your cooch smell like poop because it's like it secretes the mucus or whatever that like
the butt mucus
that like helps your intestine push stuff through, and that stuff stinks. So
yeah, that's not the one I'm getting, but yeah, I've heard similar things. The one is the petrolineal pull through. There's like a gland in where around that area that is self lubricating that they snip off.
We just had
a bit of that.
What are you doing in there? It's like it's just in there already.
Yeah, everybody has it.
Oh fuck.
It's self lubricating, and so they cut a bit of that off, and they put that in your newly constructed vaginal canal, and then that's how it's self lubricating.
That's awesome. I want that.
it's self spitting. Okay.
Not the same way a biological women's is, but it does self-lubricate.
Oh, fun.
I personally am still undecided on bottom surgery because I have such a love-hate relationship with my dick because I like... I love to use it, you know, for sexual experiences, but outside of the bedroom, I hate it. I always have a bulge. Whoa. I hate tucking. It's uncomfortable. How confident are you to just... get rid of it.
Oh, extremely. I don't use it before. It was the most uncomfortable thing ever, to the point where I never allowed anyone to see me naked, even my sexual partners. We just did it without looking at it.
Well, that's kind of like I've noticed that like anybody who matches with me on like if their conversation does go beyond just like let's hook up first, you know, it always comes down to, do you still have it? And I'm an open book too. So I'm like, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. And they're like, do you mind if I suck on it? And it's like,
that's
as hell.
Exactly.
Like, cause
there's a lot of trans women that do.
Baby, that feels so good, girl. I mean, guy.
There's a lot of trans women that do. And I respect that, but I can't imagine, like even before transition, I think I had one experience where one of my girlfriends did that while I was sleeping. I woke up to that and I was like, stop right now.
I guess it's probably a good reason for you not to date a trans girl, because it's like, which one of us is going to do it? Like, roll the dice. Flip the coin. Guess
I have
I'll
a quick
tail.
I have a quick BJ story that I don't know if I'm allowed to tell, but I'm going to say it anyway. So the very first time my girlfriend went down on me, I fell asleep.
I when I woke up, I was also sleeping, so I get it.
When I woke up, I just looked at her and I was like, wow, you really are a lesbian. She's going to kill me. She's going to kill me for sharing that story.
Gotta do it. Gotta freaking do it.
It was already hot in here with all those lights.
That's fantastic. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
But I blew it. I blew it by joking around because now she doesn't even like to do that.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. This, I guess, this is good enough for. We don't need to go into after hours for this kind of stuff. But, like, I guess I was kind of expecting, like, my first time doing it was expecting a little bit, like, well, I guess maybe a little bit more fanfare. But, like, it was, you know, just sort of like, I don't know, it was okay. But it wasn't like, I got to do that again and again and again. Especially because, like, he wanted to reciprocate. And I was like, no. No, like
Right.
It's
a one-way thing.
Like when, like at Christmas,
I'm a giver,
give not receive because
yeah.
Well, yeah.
In some ways, not in all ways. I definitely don't want to give anything else besides that.
Oh, I got it.
I'm last. What? What are we talking about?
Like topping?
Not into that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I've had a couple of guys be like, "Hey, can you top me?" I'm like, "You realize how like, I mean, and especially if they have like they'll play this masculine role, super masculine role, and then like they're like they have some
sort and then of they weird, switch. Like,
pink. Say what? Yeah.
It's and then they switch. It switches. It's like, bro, what?
Yeah.
Like
I mean, I guess I get it. Like, you know, I know for me, like I, during the day, I make all the decisions of my life right now. Like I make decisions for me, for my kid. I used to make it for my family, for my wife and everything. I made all the decisions and I can see how it is nice to like be kind of controlled, I guess, at the point. And maybe that these guys, they don't realize that they kind of want somebody to take control. They want somebody to take some of these decisions off their plate.
And but there's trans women, there's tons of trans women that do that for pay. So, I mean, if you got to pay.
Yeah.
I don't do it for pay,
but
I like topping men every now and then. It's not that bad. I lean more towards bottoming, but I like topping guys.
There you go.
Yeah.
See? That,
you can get paid for it, though? No one's told me that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can get paid for it. I'm not. No. But I know people that do.
Oh God, that's yeah. No, I don't know. I've although I guess lately it's kind of been a little bit dry. But yeah, it's so interesting how many people will portray this like very masculine role on the, you know, they're like, look at me, I got my big truck and everything, and then you start talking to them after a while, and they'll have like some kind of weird like diaper kink, or like, you know, they're like, I want you to call me baby, I want to suck on your boobs like a baby. And it's like, what, like, why can't nobody wants to treat, especially around here, nobody wants to treat me like an actual woman. Like, I'm just like, look, can you treat me just like you would like a normal, like you would a cis girl? Can we just pretend like you're not gonna go down there and have a little surprise? But nobody wants to do that. They want some kind of, they need some kind of kink in order to make it worth it, and they can't just be normal and treat us like women, me.
And that's like the downside. I feel like that's the downside of trans porn, because although it's its own like category and those girls make their bag and I love that for them and, you know, they living their life or whatever. But the double-edged sword of that is that's how a lot of men are exposed to trans women. And so that's what the majority of trans women become, unfortunately.
There's trans porn? What the...
Where would you find it?
What's the website for this?
There's this documentary series on a website called Pornhub.
I think it's Cornhub.
Yeah. Which is actually blocked here in Virginia. I'm surprised you have not told me about that, that you found that out yet. Yeah, they blocked it here in Virginia. I heard.
Bummer.
It's the internet. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just too lazy for a VPN because my internet sucks as much as it sucks already. I can hit another. But anyways, I digress. But you know, yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, when people are, their first experience is something, which is kind of what I was telling Bree earlier. When somebody's first experience is a bad one, like in Charlottesville, a lot of people have never met a trans person. So I was like, you know what? Let me give you like a good experience and I'll be nice. And when you call me Daniel, I won't be like, you're a jerk. I hate you. I'm just like, fun. But
wrong.
I mean, not, you know, picking and choosing my battles is very, you know, especially with somebody who's I'm their first interaction. Like you're saying, when people around here have the internet and it's the number four most searched thing on Pornhub. They see us, and I had a guy basically just be like, I love T-girls. It's like, okay,
I know.
Cool. I know. Like,
and it's like, great, but not all of us are like into that, right?
Yeah.
Like, some of us just want to be treated as women because that's why we transitioned in the first place.
Yeah.
That's not why I transitioned.
Oh, God.
When I was, what was that, Danny?
Waiting for it.
When I was a little boy, my mom took me into a restroom one time because, you know, I was little, she couldn't leave me alone. And they had the fanciest restroom I've ever seen. There was a couch and there was vanities and it was super fancy. And I just wanted to be a part of that. Turns out women are just as gross as men in the bathroom.
Yeah. Joke's on you, bitch.
If not worse.
No, but that was my first experience in a women's restroom. I thought they were all like that. And then, you know, come to find out, women are disgusting. Yeah. Also, yeah. For those of you who are new to transitioning, when you're in the women's restroom, a lot of them have their own little private trash cans. Don't open those. Don't open those. It is a damn massacre in there, and I have no idea.
Do not look inside.
It's found that out the hard way.
It's not a trash can.
It's not from. They don't put mints in there. Ooh, little mint jar. Oh. So, okay.
I love that Mika can start delivering something completely serious and keep it serious, even though it's not serious. And then she breaks.
Right. That was the thing that took me the longest with Mika, is how like she can just drop a joke the most dry way possible, and I'm just like, hang on.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
You know why? It's because I don't like to laugh at my own jokes first. Sometimes I do, but I try not to. So I like to test the room first. If I feel like it's going to get a laugh, then I'll laugh.
So, Tori, I actually, on that whole thing of, like, dating guys, I did have a question. Did you have to, when you started going on dates with guys, did you have to unlearn things that you, like, for instance, when I used to go on dates, I would open the door, and I would pay for dinner, and I would, you know, keep the conversation going. Obviously, I still do that one. Like, just always be talking, always trying to, you know, compliments and everything. Did you have to unlearn that stuff, or do you still do that stuff?
Yeah, there was a fair amount of unlearning. I mean, I didn't go on many dates with girls growing up just because I always got friend zoned. So I didn't really go on that many dates. I just kind of followed what my dad told me I should do. So I did, but there wasn't much unlearning to do. It was very much spectator sport and what I would see from other people or on TV and stuff. So when it came to me being the woman, I just did what I did naturally, I guess. What felt natural.
I remember one of the first dates I went on with a guy, I opened the door for him and you could see him like just die inside. He's just like, what are you doing? And I was like, sorry.
He was just like old habits die hard. Yeah.
Yeah. But he was just mortified. And I was like, well, this started off poorly.
I went on a date with a guy one time to a billiards hall, which is a pool table place. And I actually, I got behind him and I was like showing him how to hold it. He didn't appreciate that.
like go make clay pottery and just kind of like go like Patrick Swayze and yourself.
I just envision this right now. Yeah, the clay. Yeah, Patrick ghost. A little whole ghost moment, but with in a billiards hall.
Yeah, and he's like, "Wait, what's that poking me? Do you have your stick on you?
That's my pool stick.
Way up here.
Is that a picnic bar in your pocket?"
Wow.
Yeah.
What a hell of a diatribe there. Yeah. We're still on the Mika minute.
Okay. So, I guess this is a good time to start asking like kind of the more, lighthearted questions. Tori, real quick, are you on the naughty or the nice list this year?
Depends on who you ask.
You.
I would say I'm on the nice list.
Uh-huh. Cool. Yeah, we're all on the naughty list.
You're the only one.
we're all on the naughty list, apparently.
Me? Me too?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I'm just a tease. I'm not necessarily as naughty as I act like I am.
Sorry, just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding.
You're fine. There was a wink in there.
Yeah, she missed it. She missed it.
Oh.
I like how Bree, like, play by play.
I got
by the way.
Yeah. We're like Robin and Robin here. Neither one of us is Batman, but we're just both like, we're both bottoms too.
Two Robins.
Conveniently, so was Robin.
Okay, so Mika, do you want to ask the most important question?
Favorite anal toy.
The Godzilla.
Why do I feel like that's not actually the most important one?
Our question is, we like to ask our guests, what is your transition theme song?
Cute. Wow. Do you guys know the rapper NF?
Yes. It sounds just like Eminem.
It does. He's like Christian Eminem because I wasn't allowed to listen to Eminem growing up.
Just like I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons when I was growing up.
I wasn't either. I still haven't seen The Simpsons.
Or South Park. Thanks, Mom.
Yep, I wasn't either, but I did watch South Park. So there's a song called Paralyzed by NF, and it basically describes how I felt in my body prior to transitioning. I'm going to try to find it. Okay, so, I mean, it's a dark song. Sorry to bring the mood down there.
Can you lower your phone a little bit? It's covering up the goods.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Good call, Mika. Good call.
Thank you. So I'm here.
So there was a point where I was living instead of, or not living. I was just existing for other people. I wasn't living for me anymore. And with my ex, obviously it wasn't fulfilling for either of us. And I felt bad, but at the same time, I felt completely paralyzed because we had started this life together and this is what I was always supposed to do. This is what I was told I was supposed to do my whole life. And this is what everybody else, my family, everybody cheered me on. My friends, they wanted me to do this. They were so happy that I was doing this. Like, you know, picket fence. Next was having kids. As much as I always wanted kids, I couldn't. But the song was Paralyzed because that's how I felt. And the song lyrics are, when did I become so numb? When did I lose myself? All the words that leave my tongue feel like they came from someone else. I'm paralyzed. Where are my feelings? I no longer feel things I know I should. I'm paralyzed. Where is the real me? I'm lost and it kills me inside. I'm paralyzed. And damn. Yeah. So that is where I was.
Yeah,
sorry to make it dark.
That's deep. That's what she said.
It was.
Yeah.
But
that was your.
I'm sorry it's dark. Yeah, but like going into it.
Yeah.
Like when I hear that song, I'm reminded of my transition. Because like as you asked me earlier, like living here in North Dakota, how are you treated and stuff. Like, nobody knows. I forget sometimes. I am reminded, obviously, because I do things like this or I'm on social media. I'm reminded I'm trans online. But everyday life, I just exist. Like, I live my life as a woman. And yeah, I mean, I really only remember these things when I have deep songs like that, what that means to me and stuff like that. So yeah, sorry to bring the mood down.
It's real. Honestly, I think a lot of people come up with these bubblegum pop answers, and it's like, that's not, you know, it people need to know that even though you're like this, I mean, you're an Instagram celebrity, but like you have, you know, we've all like been sad, and Mika, wait, are y'all both on the side too? Are y'all small?
Yeah, she's
down there. Wait, I made Danny and Bree the big screen, and then I'm on top of Tori.
Hot.
Good for you.
Thank you.
But
I did the same thing, but we're switched.
I love y'all switching. So it just seems like a lot of people kind of see they see the happy side on Instagram, and they're like, you know what? Oh, she's always been happy. She's always been, you know, it's always been great. And yeah,
I resonated with like more sentimental, darker, meaningful songs in my transition than I had with bad bitch music. Like, that doesn't really resonate with me as the same way. I know it does with a lot of my girlfriends, but it doesn't with me. I mean, I'm like, oh, okay, that's nice. It sounds the same, blah, blah, blah. Like, I resonate more with sentimental, like, deeper meaning in song.
That's why anybody who thinks that you're just some, like, all the people who say negative stuff on your posts, they're the jerks.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. They don't know me.
sorry, my bad.
They don't know me. They're not on a podcast with me. They don't know who I am.
Yeah. They're not topping me. I mean, Mika, sorry.
Right now I'm topping Mika. She's topping me.
God. You need to make y'all switch. Cool. Well, it's been awesome to get to like actually talk to you. I mean, like I knew you had like this multitude of other dimensions, but it's great to like be able to share that with like the three people who actually watch our podcast.
We only have three people. Is that why I'm not getting a paycheck?
Three right here.
We don't even release this publicly. We just watch
it. I wouldn't watch it if I didn't have to edit it.
wow. Great promotion.
Wow, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah,
it's clip that part.
It's great to be able to like, you know, show off that like, yeah, the people are people on the inside and not just these like images for guys to pleasure themselves to. And
which they do, but
I mean,
can't stop
absolutely.
That.
But you know, we're people too, and maybe don't slide into our DMs with a dick pic first. Adolf, stop sending me fucking dick pics. He's a guy on Instagram, and I'm not going to block him because he's sweet, but he sends a lot of dick pics. He doesn't know English very well, so he's not going
to
understand what
I'm saying. But he knows how to send a dick pic.
He knows how to send a dick pic.
Isn't that amazing? They all know that.
Yeah. And he knows that the eggplant, he's like, Eggplant. Here's my dick.
What do they think that does for us? Are we supposed to like open a DM and be like, oh, I'm in love?
I know, right? Thank you for saying that. That's how I feel. I'm like, when they send those, I'm like, what do you think my reaction is going to be? Oh my God, it's so big. Like, what? No. Yeah.
Well, I think they think that. I feel like they think our sex drive doesn't like, it doesn't affect it. So like, we're all just as horny as we were before. And it's like, no. I have not had sex in 7 months, I think now, 7 or 8 months, and
I get so much done.
I am fine with that. So
yeah, I haven't had sex in like 7 hours.
Anyways,
sorry, David. Aren't you cool?
Isn't it time for final thought? Thanks, Mika.
Where's the fireworks? Come on.
Oh, they're mad at me.
My rain.
They got rained out.
Sorry. y'all want to do some final thoughts? Mika, you go first.
I love going first. Final thoughts. I didn't realize how attracted I was to blondes and boobies until Tori was our guest. So thank you, Tori.
Oh my God, you jerk.
Wow. Mika.
Damn. I am not offended because I have brown hair and no tits.
Tori, I know you mentioned that you exclusively date men, but I'll butch it up if you need me to.
Do you know how many times I've heard that from trans women?
Twice. Right.
Yeah.
No, I've not met a trans woman that is masculine enough.
Well, I feel like it'd be kind of weird. Like,
probably.
I mean, I work with some bricks at where I work, which I won't get myself fired by saying the name.
Your house. Your what? House. At your house.
Yeah, I work at my house.
Works for the IRS.
But there's a bunch of bricks who are there, and they're pretty masculine. I mean, they have bigger beards than I ever had. But it's kind of like, it's weird because I feel like if you do that, you have to also, the social justice warrior side comes with it too. And it's like, well.
Yeah, right. No. And it's like.
It's not like they're going to grow a beard, go out and like chop some firewood and be like, you know what? I'm trans too. It's like, are you?
Are you?
Are you? But
I'm flattered. I'm flattered, Mika. Thank you. That means a lot coming from you.
Fucking insult you.
No, you seem like a genuinely very sweet person, very kind, very, very pretty. So it was very nice meeting you. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Babe Ree?
Yeah. It was awesome finally actually having a long combo with you. I know it's just been like back and forth messaging for a minute. Also, thank you for singing. That really cut me right in the good way.
We probably can't air it because it was a Disney song, but thank you so much.
Copyright flag, but whatever. Just kidding.
I didn't know what to sing. I was like,
we'll put one of those springs that boing in the middle of it. So it'll be like, it's a parody. Something. I mean, I don't know.
Why is that the sound? Why is that the sound it made?
That's the sound it made. I don't know.
For some reason, I'm just thinking about like,
have a falling tree.
Tori, I've known you for quite some time, so I do love being able to have real conversations with you, and you're like I said, you have so many more dimensions than what people assume you have on the internet. So I love to be able to get to share that with people who watch this, and they have a problem with you, they got a problem with me. Anyways. But this has been great to get to actually like chat with you and share all you do, because you're fantastic, and I hope you move to New York City to live with that. The blonde trans with boobs that Mika doesn't find attractive.
I really appreciate the opportunity. I'm glad, because when you first started this, I mean, with the name Girl Dad Girls, like I figured that you were only talking to people that were Girl Dad Girls.
No, that's just us. Not even us.
I know,
because Mika.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What?
You got?
I'm a parent.
Yeah, but you got a boy.
Oh, is that girl what girl dad meant? Oh, I thought you meant like we're dads and we're girls.
No, that's the back half.
Yeah, that's this part. We were girl dads and now we're girls.
So your dad's of girl. Oh, okay. Well, it's something new every day. I guess
it's a name. It's kind of like Google. It's not really a word.
I probably should have asked that before I accepted to be on the podcast.
No, yep. I love it, but I appreciate you, having me on here, because I wanted to, but I just figured that, I have 400 kids, but
I'm trying to get a women's chess grandmaster on here, and she doesn't even have kids, but she's not trans either. but she's awesome, and I want.
We already have a chest master. Tori is right here.
I want two of them.
Oh, chess. Oh, my bad.
Three of them. Shit. Yeah. I got the smallest tits in the room.
But yeah. So this has been awesome, Tori. I can't wait to see what 2024 brings for you, and hopefully we'll bring you back on. We'll do like a re-loop around, maybe a recap of 2023 and sometime. Anyways, words. Awesome. Mika, do you want to do the outro?
Nope.
Fuck. Okay.
You go for it.
Well, hey everybody, if you're not a subscriber to the Patreon, this is where we're gonna leave you. And you can go check that out at patreon.com/girldadgirls. If you are a member of the Patreon, thank you for doing that. And also we'll see you in the after hours.
Wait, before we sign out, how does Patreon work? How much do we charge?
Oh, it's like I don't know.
$5.
$5.
Oh, that's nothing. You get to see us half naked. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
You can get $5 footlongs for that.
Yeah, we talk about dicks and stuff.
Yeah.
How'd you know my going rate?
Anyways, so if you are, go check it out. Or if you are, you're already checking it out. If you're not, go check it out. So for Girl Dad Girls, I'm that QT Danny B. We have Bree St. Marie, we have Michaelaville, and our amazing guest. Actually, Tori, real quick, how do people find you on the internet? What's your handle?
On Instagram, it's at the Victoria Vixen.
I'm putting big words right there or right here. I don't know how it works. Anyway,
Tori the Fox, as you call me.
Tori the Fox. Yeah, you know a vixen is just a female fox. Anyways,
yeah.
Yeah. So. Anyways, awesome, and thanks everybody, and we'll see you in the after hours.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a production of Girl Dad Girls Podcast. Check out new episodes every Thursday. If you're interested in knowing more, please email info@girldadgirls.com or find us on Instagram @girldadgirls. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.